listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation. This is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, Daily Edition. Once again, Eddie Greer, your host for this Kansas State podcast, all things K-State, coming at you minutes before tip-off here as we wind down here. I'm recording this on Thursday night, November 17, 2022, just minutes ahead of the men's basketball game here of Kansas City, a.k.a. UMKC, here in cold, man, Kansas here, doing the K-State men's basketball team, head coach Jerome Tang's third game here in this inaugural season here in Manhattan, Kansas. Of course, this is part, well, not this, but it's a part of a doubleheader. Of course, from the back end, a huge game with K-State women. K-State women's basketball, huge game later on in prime time against fourth-ranked Iowa. But we're going to take a look here at what's going on the gridiron with former K-Staters who are on the field in the NFL, or in this case, Canadian Football League, which is where we're going to start with Dalton Schoen. I didn't know about this until kind of reading what's going on with our former K-State Wildcats, who are doing things either in the Canadian Football League or the NFL National Football League. Winnipeg Blue Bombers, Dalton Schoen is. Schoen has come away with three catches or 36 yards, including a 19-yard touchdown reception there, as the Blue Bombers earn a 28-20 win over the BC Lions in the West Division Final. In 18 games this year, Dalton Schoen has 70 catches for over 1,000 yards, baby, 14,000 yards, and 16 touchdowns, as he is one of two finalists in the Canadian Football League Most Outstanding Rookie Award. How about that? I had no idea he was a part of that. Of course, earlier, I believe it was earlier this year or last year, that he was with the in the preseason for the Kansas City Chiefs there. Schoen and the Blue Bombers will play in the Grey Cup, the 109th edition of the Grey Cup, on this upcoming Sunday, this weekend. Winnipeg is looking to become the first three-peat for the Grey Cup. That is their Super Bowl, a.k.a. Super Bowl, for those of you who don't know, for that Canadian Football League. That's for Dalton Schoen, that's big time for him. Obviously, Dalton Schoen was a number two target here not too long ago here in Manhattan, Kansas, as well. So, Schoen doing, of course, if you follow the Winnipeg Blue Bombers Twitter handle, Dalton Schoen doing Schoen things, as they call it here as well. I got to go to my guy. Shout out my guy, Timmy Horn, Atlanta Falcons. If you've been following the weekly edition of this podcast throughout the fall, summer, Timmy Horn made the Atlanta roster. And only that, there's been a couple injuries up front, inconsistent play, and then dude, my guy, Breyer. Of course, here, he's texting me now as I'm doing this, but Timmy Horn, he's had a decent season, rookie season for the Atlanta Falcons. He's made three tackles on the year. He's seen quite a bit of snaps as well. He made a crucial tackle and he lost to Carolina. I could go on and on about the Falcons, but this is not a Falcon podcast here, so I'm not deeper dive into that right now. But Timmy Horn has gotten 12 tackles in a pass breakup. He's seen over 150-plus snaps this year on the defensive side of the ball for Atlanta. Of course, Atlanta's record not good, and I don't see them making the playoffs, obviously, there. Again, do a whole podcast on them if you or have been a listener to this podcast for a few months or since the Pro Project podcast has started. They're currently at 4-6. Speaking of KC, Chiefs, Elijah Lee, who signed with KC earlier this year, he is currently on the practice squad. I thought from what Al was telling me, or to tell you guys, he's been on the team. I thought he made the team. He's on the practice squad, apparently, according to my last notes. Chiefs did win over Jacksonville last weekend, 27-17 over Trevor Etienne, and Trevor Lawrence. That's the name who I wanted to bring up as well. By the way, Alex will be at SoFi this weekend as his Chiefs will take on Chargers in a Sunday night football affair there as well. I'll be tuning into that as well, so looking forward to that. Tyler Lockett doing Lockett things again. No surprise, Seattle Seahawks, the first place NFC South. What? Take that back, NFC West. Why did I get? I'm thinking about the Falcons. My bad. Lockett, who made his 97th career start, 3 catches for 47 yards, including a touchdown pass in the loss to the Tom Brady and the Bucks there last weekend in Munich, Germany. He's now had 50 touchdowns in his career. That's the second most in Seattle franchise history there. In 10 games this year, Lockett has 54 catches for 640 yards and 5 TDs there as well. He's ranked 9th in NFL in both of those categories as well. Seattle Seahawks, they are now 6-4. They're in their bye week there, but they still lead the NFC West there as well. Cornelius Lucas, he made a 6th straight start there against the Philadelphia Eagles, who upset the Eagles, who knocked them out of the thrones of the last undefeated team in the NFL. So the 1972 Dolphins of Miami can still celebrate. They upset. They took control of that game early, and they were in command the entire football game. They made Jalen Hurts look a little silly on that game Monday night there. That's a rivalry game. That's an NFC East old-time flame there as well. So Cornelius Lucas then made the start, his 6th consecutive start there as well. Lucas has seen 374 offensive plays this year, and the Commanders are 5-5. A.J. Parker, who's making a name for himself with the Detroit Lions there, he in 3 games this year. Parker has 11 tackles. And the Lions came from behind to beat Chicago, which that's the Falcons' opponent this weekend there as well. Brian Priegel, speaking of the Bears, we play Brian Priegel's Bears this week. He's coming off of an injury reserve, seeing his first action going back all the way back to the beginning of the year. Brian Pringle has had only 1 catch for 12 yards. That came against the loss against the Lions there as well. Total of, excuse me, again, I have to remind people, I'm coming off of a minor cold last week. I'm still dealing with all this coughing. So, oh, and oh, by the way, episode 131 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition should be out when you listen to this, as you hear a whole bunch of coughing on my end. So on my end, not a very good episode. Probably the worst episode of the entire year because of the coughing. But other than that, you should still listen to it. Me and my co-host Alex Aiden, still some good worthy content for you guys leading up to the West Virginia showdown up in Morgantown at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So this should be out by then, unless I move it to Sunday. But we got a lot to record, including upcoming postcasts of the UMKC number 4th ranked Iowa respective games on the basketball side of that as well. But the story here, before I get to that, there's 2 good stories. Dalton Reisner, Denver Broncos there. Reisner has been in on the most of the action offensively for the up and down Denver Broncos, who defeated Tennessee 17-10 there as well. Reisner has seen 89% of the snaps this year. He started 56 starts since being drafted by his favorite team, the Denver Broncos, there as well. Denver is right now 3-6. and they face Derek Carr and the Las Vegas Raiders. I almost said Oakland Raiders on Sunday, but here's a story that I'm seeing here. Keandre Thomas shout out Green Bay Packers. Skylar Thompson shout out Miami Dolphins. Cordy right here shout out. Again, we see him in the Bears on Sunday. Jordan Willis still with the San Francisco 49ers, who also is coming off of injury reserved as well. I'm gonna go to these two here to end the Wildcats in the NFL. This is the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition, Special Edition. Eddie Greer, your host, DJ Reed. Saw a stat on him on Twitter. He has not allowed a touchdown in like over 80 snaps or something like that. This dude is evolving really fast. I don't think he got drafted. If I might be wrong on this, but he was not drafted. But this dude, he's elevated his game to another level, and he's helped out the Jets in pursuit of trying to hunt down the Buffalo Bills in the AFC East. There, Reed, who comes in this week in his fifth season in the NFL, first with the Jets, 42 tackles, 7 pass breakups, a pick, and a forced fumble in 9 contests this year. And he's helped the 6-3 Jets right there on the cusp of trying to hunt down the Bills. It's pretty impressive, and he's not allowed a touchdown in some 80-plus snaps. That's balling. That is straight-up balling right there as well. So shout-out DJ Reed, who was obviously a defensive standout here in K-State. And more importantly, special teams standout as well, which K-State here this year have found struggles in that department this year for an odd reason. But that's another topic for another podcast. My last shout-out goes to Duke Shelley, Minnesota Vikings. Now, I did a podcast on him earlier before the NFL season started. Duke Shelley, who was, I believe, on the Lions or the Packers. I can't remember. Chicago Bears. Chicago Bears. He was on the Chicago Bears before getting released by them, signed by the Vikings, and he's helped the Vikings with the best game of the year. Woo! Against the Buffalo Bills. The Vikings were down some 17 points. Come back on them. And that game looked to be in hand by the Bills. The Bills screw it up. Fumble the ball in the end zone. They recovered it. And the game goes in overtime, which Duke Shelley had a huge, huge pass breakup there. And, of course, P2, Patrick Peterson, got a second interception of the game. And a huge win for them over the Buffalo Bills there as well. And Duke Shelley, how about this? You're on a sorry team. Next year, you're on a contending team that has Super Bowl hopes there. Minnesota, folks, 8-1 there as well. They're hosting Dallas this weekend as well. Duke Shelley being a part of that team and being a part of that secondary, which is led by Patrick Peterson in that group as well. I can't think of the other name as well. Dang it, I can't think of the other name as well. Cam. I can't think of his last name. I know it's Cam something. Sorry. But, yeah, so that's the NFL, baby. You're with a sorry team, which Duke Shelley, he was making an impact in that secondary as well. But now you're going to a team that has Super Bowl all of a sudden. Well, the Minnesota Vikings, they've always had the talent, but haven't put it together. Obviously, up and down Kirk Cousins, but this year he's been playing better. You have one of the best wide receivers in the league in Justin Jefferson. Yes, well, you have Minnesota's Vikings defense has always been pretty good. It's been solid, but sometimes here and there they've been inconsistent. But this year, at least from my opinion anyways, this year they've been the comeback. They've been the comeback kings this year in the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings. And that's why they're in the position they're in. Because they're 8-1, and they come out, they get down themselves. They remind me a little bit about TCU in the Big 12 this year. For whatever reason it is, they keep their heads in the ball game. They believe they come back, especially in the NFL. It's kind of hard. I think more so in the NFL. I'm sorry to get on the NFL tangent here on this podcast, but it's really hard in the NFL to come back. But with this team, it seems something with this team every single week. They come out and with their back against the wall, they come out and bam, they're right. They feel like they can win in any hostile environment, and they do it. They make a huge statement against the Buffalo Bills, who have to play in Detroit this week because of all that snow that's projected up there up northeast. And big prayer shout out to all the folks up there. I know they deal with snow all the time when it's this time of the year, but damn. You see, if you've been paying attention to the weather up there, it is going to get nasty up there. So prayers to those who are going to have to fight it out up there. But that game got moved to Detroit, because I think Detroit has an away game, or if they're off, I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, I want to give a shout out to Duke Shelley. Anyways, bringing it back full circle, as we're about to tip things off over here in Manhattan with UMKC and K-State men's basketball. Yeah, Duke Shelley played a huge part in that, and he got activated not too long ago to the active roster up there. So our guy's doing some big things over there. So Duke Shelley playing a huge part in that huge win in the so-called, quote-unquote, game of the year in the NFL so far in 2022-23 in the NFL. The Pro Project Podcast, get it wherever you get your podcast. If you're not subscribed to this K-State podcast, you might want to hop on board before the 2022 calendar year comes to a close. We have officially entered the holiday season, folks, with Thanksgiving next week and Christmas. It's going to be here before you know it. Obviously, New Year's and all that other stuff going to be coming out for us. But you want to make sure you're not subscribed. You're a big K-State fan. You want more K-State coverage of your favorite sports. Just ask football. Basketball is beginning. Football is in the midst of trying to get into the Big 12 title game. You have golf getting awards. Soccer got nominated for off the field nominations. Well, not nominees, but yeah, nomination, you want to call it as well. You want to make sure you hop on to the Purple Project Podcast. And let's not forget, of course, yours truly could have a busy beginning of December if K-State can get can win out. And, of course, yours truly getting ready for a marathon in the second weekend of December in the state of Texas. The Big 12 title game is in the state of Texas, but that's the first weekend of the summer. That's a whole other discussion. Make sure you subscribe to True P wherever you get your podcast. It's going to do it on this Wildcat in the NFL edition of the podcast. Make sure you keep it locked to four more K-State covers this weekend. Volleyball will be in action this weekend as well, taking on TCU on the road as well. Football, big matchup. I don't care if West Virginia is in shambles or not. We know that. But still, a big match for K-State. K-State has everything in front of them now, once again, to get there. So we'll see what happens. That's going to do it. Eddie Greer, your host, and of course, episode 131 with my co-host, Alex Aiden of the Pro Project Podcast Weekly, should be out when this podcast comes out as well. So make sure you check that out. And then, of course, for those of you who want more content or want to listen to past content, there's a whole bunch of content right there for you in the Purple Project Podcast feed. Continue to keep it locked to Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, I'm going to be quiet now and enjoy some basketball here tonight.